This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, a Limberbus hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Bash, Shabu the Winter Stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. And I promised you that I will be joined on the line by South Africa's hit-making duo, known for their unique sound and standout collaborations. Right now, the duo once, you know, again, brings together some of South Africa's top artists for an exciting new release titled Sakamama. The two join me on the line right about now. Yo, Bash, Venom, what's good?
What's happening?
What's going on, Bash?
You clean, you nice?
All good.
I know, all good, man, all good. Gents, thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show. Really do appreciate you. It's been a year since we had a conversation since the last release of West Handwa. Now, I want to find out from, you know, Shishiliza, how has the reception for that banger?
It has been good. I think everyone knows every February is our time of year, so we always get the support from the people. Yeah, I think this year we're giving you more than just a February song.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, let's talk about, you know, this ability you guys have, man, to fuse different genres, create the magic that you do. What's the process, you know, behind that? And do you think it's easier now that you have been doing it for a while? Venom, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't hear you. Please repeat that.
My boy's sleeping there. My boy's sleeping relaxed there. Which one is this one, VZ?
I couldn't hear you.
All right.
It's fine.
VZ, so, I mean, let's talk about, you know, you guys fusing different genres to create that magic that you normally do. Now, what's the process, you know, behind all of that? And do you think it's maybe easier now that you've been doing it for a while?
I think we tend to collaborate with people that we have relationships with, so it is an easier process than before because we've built a lot of relationships in the game.
Most definitely. But now, as a DJ, VZ, I don't know if Bash has went into DJing yet or he's still there, you know, just running things. But as a DJ, you know,
yeah,
who you play at different events, man, and I'm sure you have seen the reaction from people when you play. But what's the mood like?
We're in the dance era, bro. We're in the dance era. This one gives us that Kwaito vibe, you know? So it's taking us back to that. I think the sound is quite nostalgic also, and what Krista did on it is crazy.
Yeah, I know. Something else, something different. Now, Shishiliza, man, this new song, Sakamama, what inspired this project?
I think, yeah, like you said, you know, we're always fusing different genres. At this point, it was Kwaito, which was the main sound that we were inspired by. So yeah, just tapping into that. You can even hear the flow that Masterpiece is using, you know, classic flows and approaches to the song. So I think, yeah, just fusing genres as always, and coming out with these great songs.
No, most definitely. I mean, VZ just touched on, you know, the relationship aspect of it, of these people that you've worked with. But, I mean, you worked with gang people on the song, man. I mean, there's Yams, yeah, Masterpiece, YVK, Questa, EQ, Chico, yo. I mean, there's a gang load of people on this. But now, I've always been interested on how did you get all these people to be in one room and create this masterpiece?
You can go.
Well, Masterpiece was the first one to record. And I think we sat with it for about 6 months or so like that. You know, just trying different people, trying to think of who would suit it best. And then, yeah, EQ pulled up to record his verse. And, yeah, he pulled up with Chico. Chico was like, yo, whether you like it or not, I'm jumping on this song too. You know? And then, yeah, we just wanted, like, we posted a snippet of it on TikTok and everyone was just saying, Questa, 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 you know? So, yeah, I was in the studio with him working on another song. And we're just like, let's try our luck, you know? See if he buys into it. And, yeah, he did it, like, within a week. So
beautiful.
it was all done separately. And then, we all came back together in studio just to, like, polish it up and make sure that, you know, it everything is gelling very well.
Sounds the way it sounds. Yeah, no, I get it. Beautiful stuff. Now, VZ, I'm sure, you know, you guys had a vision, you know, as producers and as a DJ. And also all these artists, you know, are visionaries in their own right. Now, how do you ensure, you know, that your vision and theirs align?
I think it starts with understanding what direction we want to take with the song.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have that direction, it's easier to reach out to different artists because we do understand that they would fit on the track, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But also just the fact that we're always trying to fuse different genres, like we've got Masterpiece on a quieter beat. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's really, really crazy. But, you know, it's been 4 years of singles. I mean, the last album, I think it was Love is Pain. So 2026, is this a year maybe of an EP, year of another album? What are we looking like in 2026, gents?
Definitely Love is Pain 2 is on the way. We're leading up to that. So we dropped Kumbula in February. You know, we've dropped Saka Mama now, maybe one or two more singles, and then we're definitely getting an album this year for us.
No, most definitely. Gents, thank you so much for joining me on the show. All the best with that. I can't wait for Love is Pain 2, man. Love is Pain was a fire album. I can't wait for Love is Pain 2. Is there anything that individually you'd like to say to the fans out there that are listening to the show?
Shout out. I think thank you for, you know, the continuous support. Every single release, we feel the love, and it just keeps us motivated and inspired to continue with what we're doing. So just a big thank you.
VZ?
Yeah. Well, thank you to everyone that listens. Big shout out to you, Bash. I see you always playing the records at your show. So
100%. 100%.
Shout out, though.
Now, shout out to you guys, man. All the best. And I will catch you again on the next release, gentlemen.
Shout out. Thank you so much.
One time. That was Venom. That was Shishiliza. And I'm going to give you the new offering. It is called Sakamama.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.